This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين والعاقبة للمتقين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Before I talk about the night of the 23rd, I think that many of us have been following the images that have been coming out of Gaza, particularly today from the Ash-Shifa hospital. And I want to remind you all that on this day, on the 23rd day of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Fatih Mecca, the victory of Mecca, the opening of Mecca. That was the 23rd day of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that as He gave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam victory on the 23rd of Ramadan, that He give our brothers and sisters in Gaza victory. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He continue to keep their feet firm, that He accept their shuhada, that He heal their wounded, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us a sign in the defeat and the humiliation of the oppressors. Allahumma ameen. Dear brothers and sisters, when we look at the narrations about the last 10 nights, there is actually no night other than the 27th night that has more emphasis within the literature of narrations of the last 10 than the 23rd night of Ramadan. And I want to talk about that for a moment, bidhnillahi ta'ala, because it is beautiful and it is powerful and it is significant. And I'll start with a narration from Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, the Muslim Imam Ahmad, where Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma describes himself in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says that he was overcome by sleep, so he dozed off. So if you get tired and you find yourself dozing off in these last 10 nights, don't feel too bad. That's actually part of your ibadah. That's part of your struggle with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you're trying to fight through and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said that I dozed off in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then in my dream, someone came to me and told me, "Inna layla laylatul qadr." Tonight is Laylatul Qadr. So he said, I woke up and he said, I went to Aknafi Fuslat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so the edge of the tent of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had pitched the tent for himself in the masjid where he would do his i'tikaf, and I found the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in salah. So I went quickly and I exerted myself in salah, and he said, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that was the 23rd night of Ramadan. Now I'm going to get back to that narration, inshallah ta'ala, in a bit. There's another narration from Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, indicating on another year that the Prophet ﷺ was walking with him, and the Prophet ﷺ mentioned the appearance of the moon being like a plate. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is a sign of Laylatul Qadr, and Ali radiallahu anhu said that came on the night of the 23rd. And then there's the narration of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he said that before the last 10, the Prophet ﷺ, as he stood up and he gave everyone the admonition to keep themselves dedicated and devoted throughout these last 10 nights, he said ﷺ, that he had seen a dream that on that year of Laylatul Qadr that he was prostrating in the mud, alayhi salatu wassalam, that he was making sujood and there was mud, meaning there was rain, and he made sajda and there was mud on his face sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that year, when the 23rd night came, there wasn't a single cloud in the sky, and then suddenly a cloud appeared over the masjid and it started to rain on them. And the Sahaba remembered the Prophet's face covered in mud, just as he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while they too made their sujood in the mud with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that was the 23rd night. So you won't find a night in the literature about when the last 10 nights is after the 27th, that's more emphasized than the 23rd. So you'll find it being attributed to Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, Ibn Abbas saying the 23rd or the 27th, to Aisha radiallahu anha, to multiple companions. And in fact, that's one of the strongest indications that Laylatul Qadr does in fact change every year. Because if you were to take the narrations about the 27th night, you would say it has to be the 27th night. And then if you were to take these narrations about the 23rd night, where we have a definitive narration that Laylatul Qadr did indeed happen on the 23rd night, you would say it has to be the 23rd night. And so in that is one of the most definitive proofs, in fact, that they offset each other, as many of the scholars say, that it does change from year to year. And you don't know the odds from the evens, and exert yourself. But here we are in the 23rd night, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma wafiqna li laylatul qadr. Oh Allah, allow us to catch laylatul qadr. And exerting ourselves on this night, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, and I start with this, and those of you that will watch this after the 23rd night, or you're in a different part of the world, don't worry, you still got more nights ahead of you. Those of you that are still here, push yourself tonight, because it was on the 23rd night, in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, and the narrations, in fact, indicate multiple times on the 23rd night in the life of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I wanted to just talk about the Ibn Abbas story, though, for a little bit. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. May Allah be pleased with him and his father. And that is that he had a dream. So is there something to where if you have a premonition or you have a dream or you have an inclination that tonight must be the night, is there some truth to that? Could you find yourself falling asleep and then Sheikh Yasir appears in your dream to tell you that it's tonight? Could it happen? Maybe I'll appear in your dream too. I hope for good reasons. Could it happen though that you have a dream and that there is a voice or you see something or you have such a strong feeling that tonight is Laylatul Qadr? Is that possible to the average person? Ibn Abbas is not a prophet, by the way, right? A great companion. None of us are on his level. He's Habrul Ummah. He's a scholar of the Ummah. But could it happen to the average person? Yeah, sure. There could be an inclination. There could be a premonition. There could be a feeling that tonight was a very special night. Now here's the thing, and this is something that's very important, and it coincides with what we've been covering in Ad-Dawah Ad-Dawah, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. You are up at night saying, Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Multiple times, every one of these last 10 nights, inshallah. Oh Allah, you love to forgive, you are the forgiver, you love to forgive, so forgive me. You're pushing yourself the way that you don't push yourself any other time of the year. Could the night that you are written down from al-utaqa, from those that are freed from the fire, be different from the night of Laylatul Qadr? Yes. Every one of these precious nights of Ramadan, Allah Azza wa Jal has a list that comes out of utaqa for the evening. Those who have freed their necks from the fire, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all amongst the utaqa. Allahumma ameen. Every night, there are those that are forgiven and redeemed. It could be that the night of your redemption is not the night of Laylatul Qadr only. That could happen to you on another night of Laylatul Qadr. And so I say that to say that let's say that it lines up with the 23rd or the 25th or the 27th, and subhanAllah, you go all out and you feel incredible. And you even see signs of your forgiveness somehow. And you wake up and you look at the sun and the sun has no rays. And you feel like the night was as peaceful and as beautiful as ever. Doesn't mean it was Laylatul Qadr. Doesn't necessarily mean it was Laylatul Qadr. And even if there was still, of course, a 5% chance, you push yourself to the next nights, the next nights, the next nights. You see, there is nothing actually. And this is actually one of the greatest things from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. I know some of this is repetitive, but فَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It's a reminder. You never find that the Prophet ﷺ said, all right, we caught it this year, so let's wrap it up. If it happened multiple times on the 23rd night, so what are we still looking for the last 7 nights? If they already knew it happened, he still stayed in i'tikaf, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He still worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as diligently. So even if you knew 100%, and we will not know 100%, even if Sheikh Yasir comes in your dream, right? You might just feel it. He might just be waking you up in the masjid and saying, get up. You gotta get up and pray now, right? But no matter what, even if you are 100% sure, you saw a dream and an angel came to you and said, this is Laylatul Qadr, even then you don't wrap it up. What blessed nights we have. And you know, subhanAllah, we often look at it and we say, you know, Allah Azza wa Jal is so merciful that He only gave us 10 nights to aim for, right? Like you know that if you're going hard in all 10 of these nights, you will catch Laylatul Qadr. But you know what else? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the exact night every single year, and this is the night, The other 9 nights of ibadah and worship and forgiveness and mercy that descend upon us would not be given to us. So you know what? The other 9 nights are also a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the month of Ramadan. We thank Allah azza wa jal and we praise Him for all of these nights. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to be amongst those that are forgiven. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to be amongst those that catch Laylatul Qadr. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the ways that are pleasing to Him throughout the year. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant victory to our brothers and sisters in Gaza. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that just as we seek miracles in our lives, that He show us a miracle in regards to our brothers and sisters in Gaza. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He empower all of the mustada'afin, wherever they are, the oppressed ones, wherever they are, in this month of victory, that Allah Azza wa Jal grant victory to our ummah. Allahumma ameen. Wa salli ala wa sallam barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.